getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time, old age show, back for another week. Hope you're ready for the action. First, official show of 2022. I guess we're in it so far now. There's no turning back. We're stuck with 22 till the end now. I can tell you that much. So glad to have you along for another week and another year, I hope. We'll see how she goes, huh? I got a bunch of old-time records we're going to play. A little dancing for you. Maybe a little romancing, huh? We play a couple of waltzes. You never know how things are going to turn out, do you? I think we're ready to go. Let's start out with Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. I've still never figured out the difference between the regular Harmony Boys and the Lucky Harmony Boys, but why not? Here's the Take Me Baby Polka. Have it, Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, the Take Me Baby Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's kind of weird because the Take Me Baby part is in parentheses, or not parentheses, it's in quotes. But the other side has the Barbara Polka, and they see no need to put that in quotations. I don't understand it, but that's the way it goes. Here we are, Oompa Hour underway. I don't know how to pronounce this next song. And it's an instrumental, so I don't know. And I'm a little dicey on the name. It's Jerry Intihar, I believe. Intihar. Jerry Intihar. And it looks like it's the single songle polka. Singel. So at first glance, you want to say it's the single congle polka. But I really don't know. But if you know the right answer to that question, don't forget, you can always send us an email, or, I might as well mention them all. You can email oompahour@aol.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, or you can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218 259 $29.85. So if you know if it's the single songle polka or the kingo congle polka, I have no idea. But anyway, here's Jerry Intihar. All right, there you go. See, I still didn't figure out how to pronounce it while I was listening to it, and there was no singing to help me out. Jerry Intihar here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week, and hence another year of great old-time music is what I'm planning on anyway, here on your radios and your streaming devices and your pads and your smart speakers and your, I don't know, where else does it come from? Out of your plain old-fashioned radio, for that matter. So anyway, glad you're with us for another round. Let's do a great old Gene Wisniewski record with the Harmony Bell Orchestra. And we're not thinking about baseball around here. I don't know if you've been following the weather in northern Minnesota over the last week to 10 days. Just this past couple of days, we've got like 18 inches of snow. It's been a very intense plowing season already, and a lot of snow blowing and a lot of shoveling. In fact, I'm glad the folks next door turned off their snowblower about the same time I started doing the show. Or if we were quiet, you could hear that thing running out in the distance downtown there. But fortunately, we're okay there. So we're not thinking about baseball, but I still have Gene Wisniewski and the Harmony Bell Orchestra doing the baseball polka.
It's the first time in my life I've been watching a ball base game.
Hey, Yogi, hey, Mickey Mouse on the loose. Hey, Nelly, hey, Teddy Mouse on the loose. Hey, Campy, hey, Lippy, oh, what a race. Say, hey, hey, Kozuski, hey, Kozuski, hey, Kozuski. Say, hey, hey, Kozuski, hey, Kozuski, hey. Hey,
ball game so far, Pop.
All right, there you go. Gene Wisniewski there and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. And that is the baseball polka. Trying to fake me out here. I know better, though, because I know the record well. But it says on the record it's an instrumental. And it sounds to me like they're singing, and they're certainly announcing and carrying on that somebody at the Dana Record Company a million years ago has made an error in their labeling. That's what I think. Anyway, believe it or not, this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Yes, it's happening again. Apparently, there is no way to stop it. Before we get on with it here, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. I invite you to stop by, pay them a visit, check it out, take a look. And you can do that right on the interwebs. Just go to worldofaccordions.org. You can check out some photos. You can read a lot of history. You can look in the gift shop. You can find out about the Accordion Repair and Technician School. Check out the concert hall, all the stuff. Imagine what would happen if you put 1,400 accordions in your house. You know what happened? Your house would fall in. That's what would happen. But that's about what they have on display at the World of Accordions Museum. So if you're going to be in the area near Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, heading up the North Shore, Lake Superior, maybe for a little trip. You know, it's beautiful up there in the winter, too. Check it out online, World of Accordions. All right? All right. Who's that guy who used to be on the Ed Sullivan Show? Remember, he'd say, it's all right, it's all right. Was that Senior Wences? Can't remember. Anyway, Teresa Zapolska with the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra, and I'm proud to be Polish.
We have Chopin, Kościuszko, Pułaski, Curie, Paderewski, Piłsudski, and such. With their great minds so strong, we are proud to belong to ancestors who've given so much. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none. Every foe we will teach all to know that our bloodline is linked with the best. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none.
All right, there you go. Teresa Sapolska and the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. Proud to be Polish. I was just thinking, another year now, and that's going to be a 50-year-old record. How's that even possible? It's 1973 for that record. It's 83, 93, 2003, 2013, 2023. It'll be 50 years old in another year. Holy moly, man. I'm starting to feel a little old here. Jeez. Look at this. I'm in the studio. I found a note. What does that say? It says, Holly Jolly. This must be a note left over from Christmas. Huh? I can probably throw that out. What does it mean? Holly Jolly. And then it says, well, bright shining star. Why is that written down? Was I going to play those records or something? Maybe I was going to play those in the Christmas show. I have no idea. But there's a... there's a little peek into the world of the Oompa Hour studio. Random notes that no longer mean anything. We haven't heard from the Chesney Brothers in a while. Here's Let's Dance Again. Chesney Brothers Orchestra. I like that one. Let's dance again here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Got Whoopi John over here lurking on turntable number one. I was just looking to see. I'm on kind of a quest here, and the pressure's on a little bit. My grandson, you've heard me talk about Jake before, got a little toy for Christmas. It's kind of an air hockey thing, except instead of the air coming out of the board, it comes out of the puck, and it takes batteries. And naturally, my daughter opened it up, and the bottom opens on a teeny-weeny base screw that you can almost see if you wear like three pairs of reading glasses and a flashlight. And, of course, she loses the screw. So, of course, he really wants to play with it because it's a brand-new toy. And so I was set on the mission. Find a screw for this, will you? Well, now he's got friends coming over for like a five-year-old party. Thank gosh I don't have to be anywhere near that. You imagine, like, 6 5-year-olds all together for an overnight sleepover party. What are you, insane? Anyway, so my daughter's like, here, find a screw for this. So I found a bunch of, you know, there's, like, little cheap toys. Like, you get free ones at the McDonald's or whatever. And they got little batteries. And they got an itty-bitty screw. And I found 3 of those that nobody's playing with anymore. And I took out 3 different screws, and none of them fit. I'm like, how is that possible? So my deadline is like in a couple of hours. So I've really been looking and, ooh, yuck. And I've really been trying to find something. So everything I see that runs batteries in it, I'm taking it apart to see if the screw is little enough. And I'm sitting here doing the show and there's a tuner, like a guitar tuner sitting here that you push the button and it lights up and then you play your guitar, you know, you can tune the strings. And I thought, ooh, I wonder if this has a little bitty screws holding the back on, but it doesn't. But I thought, when's the last time anybody looked at this? I don't think this has been turned on in years. So I just opened the back of it live during that Chesney Brothers record. And you know what it's got in it? 2 batteries with gook squirting out of them all over the inside. That is not an encouraging sight. So, only one of the batteries actually leaked. They're the ones that came in it. You know, the cheap Chinese ones that say, like, Hung Foy heavy duty battery. And, apparently after their, I don't know how old this is, gotta be 20 years old. All right, well, I'm going to scrape that goop out of there and put some new batteries in it so that it can sit here for another 10 years. The new batteries start leaking. Ha ha! That is my evil plan. All right, so will you listen to the Whoopi John record? Oh, I got to get the 78 for the week out over here. And I was going to wash it first because it's pretty scrunchy looking. And I didn't do that either. Man, I am really sloughing off this week. So I'll work on that. And I, for a second there, ooh, I know where there might be some more cheap toys with little screws in them. Ha! I got my work cut out for me. Here's Whoopi. There he is. Here's Whoopi John and the orchestra and the Fisher Maid Polka. There you go, the unmistakable sound of Whoopi John and the band and the Fisher Maid Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I don't know about you, but I'm just making a bigger mess in here. Jeez. So I took that tuner thing that had the leaking batteries in it, and I got a Q-tip, and I thought, well, I'll spray a little bit of this contact cleaner, electrical cleaner stuff on the Q-tip and clean that up. So being smart, I put it over here by the wastebasket, and I spritzed it. And instead of going in the wastebasket, all the extra spritzed onto my pants leg. You know, sometimes you just can't win. So I have Pete Shalen's orchestra on what we call an EP, an extended play 45. It's got 2 songs on each side. And here's the deal. We got a guy that runs car advertisements at the station. I uh, I work at that's the regular station. It's not the Polka Show station. And all his commercials, he says, here's the deal. He does. Here's the deal. Then he does the car dealership ads. So now every time I say, well, here's the deal, I get his darn commercial stuck in my head. Here's the deal. There's four songs on this record, and I always play the same one. And I'm going to play it again, because how can you resist playing the Shake Fanny Shake Polka?
I took my Fanny to the seashore so she could get a tan. I guess she thought I took her there so she could get a man. When she saw the handsome lifeguard, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Let's have it!
I took my Fanny to the movies so we could see the show. I found two seats way back in the very, very last row. Saw the handsome usher, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Hey!
Now, see, why wouldn't you play that? Why would you pick any of the other songs that I've never even auditioned? Because I'm like, ooh, it's the Shake Fanny Shake Polka. I'm playing that one. It's got the Detroit Polka. It's got the Real Bum Polka. There's probably some good songs on there we should probably be playing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put that back in the stack so it comes around again, and we'll play something that's not the Shake Fanny Shake Polka, all right? And here I was going to get a 78 on the other turntable, and now I got Hank Thenander over there ready to go. So it's going to be a couple of songs before I try to play the 78 of the week, so stand by for that. But I do have Hank Thenander. This is Popcorn.
Thank you.
righty, there you have Hank Thunander there. That's called Popcorn here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I have not played that one for a good long time, that's for sure. Let me, I try to, you know, normally you can't tell when I'm putting the records back in the sleeves, but sometimes I'm just not very coordinated and it becomes obvious. Here's the deal. You're going to listen to the Six Fat Dutchmen, and while you're doing that, I'm going to try to get this 78 ready to roll over on the other turntable. There you have it there, the solo polka. That is the Six Fat Dutchmen here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, you know, I've been trying to play a 78 every week. You know, that's an old shellac record from, like, you know, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s even. Not so much after the 50s, though. And I had another one here that I had pulled out, like, last week, and I'm like, I got to wash this one before I play it. Because you can actually wash 78s, you really can't. Don't be using alcohol or record cleaner or anything else on them. Put them in the sink with some warm water, a little squirt of dish soap, and wash those suckers. You might screw up the label, but you can get a lot of filth out of them. And then they play pretty nice. And I did not do that with this one. But I had good intentions. I really did. Here is the marvelous Merrymakers Dance Orchestra and the Bucket Polka. Thank you. I see they're done. I could hardly tell over the surface noise of the record. There's our 78 of the week, the Marvelous Merrymakers Dance Orchestra, and the Bucket Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hopefully by next week I'll get back in the basement and find some nicer 78s. That one's well-worn, but it went into the polka pile. So there you go. Now I got a well-worn 45. You know, we play all speeds here. We don't care. This is a very diversified show. It makes no difference. If it's a polka, I don't care if it's a 33, 45, 78. Heck, I could even play an 80 if I really had to. And, you know, whatever ethnicity comes along. This is, you can't get more diversified for an hour's time than you can on the Oompa Hour. Here's Romy Gaws and the Barbara Polka. Oh, yeah, the Polka King and some real good trumpeting here. Right, there you have it there, Romy Gaws, Barbara Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this happens every darn week. So glad you're along for another bunch of music as we get 2022 rolling right along here with a bunch of great old-time records. We haven't played a Lawrence Welk record for a while. Lawrence Welk and his champagne music. Ah, yes, this is the Pound Your Table Polka. Thank you.
place across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them, for they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through with swing, then the leader tells the ring, say you mothers, hey you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together, one more chorus,
till the rafters will ring, raise your voices and sing.
One more chorus, if you're for us.
Join us all in the song.
Give the band a helping hand and come along.
There you go, a little of that Lawrence Welk champagne music here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hope you're having a great week whenever you're hearing the show here. And just continue to have great weeks, like every week. Wouldn't that be swell if we could all figure out a way to do that? Let's do the vacation polka. I bet a lot of people are thinking about vacation right now. A lot of people are probably on vacation right now. Are you a snowbird? Do you listen to this as a what we call a snowbird? You know, somebody who lives like here in Minnesota where it was 17 below this morning and we got 18 inches of snow. And you're missing that because you flew away. And you're like in Arizona or Florida or someplace. My daughter lives down in Arizona. Now, she's not even a snowbird. She lives here all year, so she's there when it's like 130 degrees. I said, you realize you've chosen to live in a place that cannot support life. The temperature is too hot, and there's no natural water. What are you doing there? She's like, yeah. Well, and of course, then I'm here. It's 17 below, and I'm up to my butt in snowbanks. So I guess everything has its stinky parts. Anyway, it's the vacation polka. It's Martin Cerro, and is it the LaValleys or the LaValles? I think I've asked this question before when I play this record. LaValles. Because I've known people that go by LaValle, and they still have the ES on the end, and I've known the LaValleys. So I really don't know, but I'm 100% certain this is the vacation polka.
Travel trailer, travel a la mode. To national parks we'll ride, through beautiful countryside. Trailer hitched on back, man, we're living jack. Swim, fish, and play. Loaf around all day, any time of day, be happy, be gay, vacation land USA.
you go. See, a little bonus on that one. Had some good harmony singing there. And the Vacation Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And, oh, here, look at that. It's the Maddie's Brothers. How long has it been since we heard Who Stole the Kishka, huh? It's been a while. I think we're due.
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone called the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
You can take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pirohe, but give me back the kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, Yasha brought it back.
My, that one will just poop you right out, won't it? There you have Who Stole the Kishka. It's Maddie's Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I just realized that we're almost the end of the show, and I have not played a waltz. How can it possibly be this far into the show already? We're practically out of time already. But we always try to get a waltz into every show, darn it. And, boy, I almost got to play the commercial now. I'm going to play the commercial. Then we're going to do a waltz. And then we'll see how things go. Hang on, dancers. Your moment to shine is coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there, we got that taken care of, and I got a waltz on the turntable, so we're going to get that taken care of. We have minimum standards here that we try to meet on every show. We always try to play a mix of different ethnicities. We always try to include at least one waltz. And starting a couple of months ago, we always try to play at least 178 in every show. Those are the minimum standards at this point here on the Oompa Hour, darn it, and let's do it right. This is the Nutty Waltz. Here's Dave Swanda and the Sheratons.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Dave Schwanta, the Sheratons, with the Nutty Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now we have Kenny Bass and the orchestra up next. And I always have a question when I come to Kenny Bass and the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka. Because most of the time, when an old-time band does Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Dwayne, FUD syndrome may strike at any time. That's when you start turning your R's into W's. You sound like Elmer Fudd. See, it's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Anyway, most people, if you're an old-time band, you do Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, you kind of turn it into a waltz. And they do it as a polka. So here we go. Kenny Bass and the orchestra, the polka round. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain. Crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain.
There you go, Kenny Bass and the orchestra doing up Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain as a lovely little polka number for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, which, sadly enough, brings another show to a close. I can't believe how fast this went by. I was ready to go for another, I don't know, 6 hours or something, but the old clock on the wall says it's time to shut up, roll a theme song.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!